assessments.
In this world that we're in, so many people feel they're not going anywhere.
Making sense of the problems that affect you and showing you the reality and solutions of how to solve them.
There are times you need to make some changes. Join a different club, do a different thing, go to a different church. Call it whatever you will. Take a class. Seek things that advance your dreams and things that you want to do.
He's Dr. John Braccio of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing.
There's only one time around, and there may be some people that we could really connect with and make a tremendous friendship with and become another us, another person. And we just have to be willing to reach out.
And when he's not at the office helping patients, he's on 1320 WILS.
7:21 on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. When I was at journalism school at Michigan State University, I can remember a prof telling me that the news is information people can use to conduct their lives in a more efficient manner. I've been watching the news. Last night, I really made a point to sit down and watch the coverage of the Trayvon Martin story. That's the story of the young man who was shot and killed by another man. And it's turned into a black-white situation. It's a tragedy that anyone would lose their life. It's also a tragedy that there have been young people lose their lives, whether they're white, black, Asian, and those stories don't get reported. In watching the way the media handles this, it's been a disgrace from the simple aspect of many media outlets are jumping to conclusions. The same goes for those, and it seems to be mostly minority celebrities and politicians who are calling for justice, that who are calling for violence if justice is not done, who are tweeting information about the addresses and phone numbers about the alleged victim, when in fact Spike Lee tweeted the address of the wrong person, and those elderly people were besieged by phone calls and visitors to their home. This situation is just a disgrace in the way the media is handling it. Fox News on TV seems to be the most open-minded about this, but we all are willing to put the gentleman who's accused of killing Trayvon Martin or shooting him, we want to move forward with justice on our own time schedule without letting the process work. And obviously, if this individual is guilty, then let the justice system do its thing. I found it interesting that Dr. John Braccio, who's the director of the Regional Psychological Services, wrote me about this and wanted to get his take on this subject. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, very good, Tony. I liked your talk there. I will call it your speech. It was very good.
Well, it riles me up. It seems lately I've had to deal with these minority-type issues, and I guess I have a different take on them since, if you will, I am a minority. But it just ticks me off that they're not covered right, that we're convicting this guy, that the media is right behind it, as well as all these high-profile people, especially when you look at the politicians involved who really have a lot of influence on folks, and everyone is jumping to conclusions until we let the system work its way through this.
Well, I can only agree with you, Tony. I mean, you know, it's a tragedy that this young man was killed. I don't think there's any question about that. And in many cases, like I'm just, you know, right here and Googling here, you know, this one teen accused of murder, intent to commit sexual abuse, teenage murders linked to Facebook, teen murder. I mean, there are all kinds of these things going on, way, way too many. I mean, that's the issue when you have, and even like last year, like 426 14 to 17 year old, we're just talking about blacks here, dying in with guns. I mean, and you look at the carnage, you look at the physical destruction, abuse, property destruction, all the way around going on with teenagers. To me, that's really the story here. And you've mentioned on the minority, you have the New York Times calling Zimmerman a white Hispanic. That would be like calling President Obama, a white black. I mean, I don't know where all this stuff fits in. To me, we have the tragedy of a young boy being killed. I think that is horrible. You can talk about profiling, you can talk about a lot of things, but this is clearly a tragedy. Let's look at the tragedy of his death. Let's find out exactly what happened, what was dealing with George Zimmerman, and let's use it as an example of a lot of the carnage going on in the cities and outside of cities in the country of young teenagers, just senseless violence, senseless killings. And that's the lesson that seems to be lost. Everybody's focusing just on this boy. And I don't want to put him in a just category because it's a real tragedy. But we don't know the facts. We don't know the circumstances. But we know this is a very epidemic problem in the country and something we all need to take a look at.
What's interesting is something that you wrote to me, Dr. Braccio, the senseless death. Back in the day, if you will, if you had a beef with someone, there was a fight. And then as we grew older, the fights went from physical fist fights to knives, and now they're guns. And now it seems to be so much easier for people to kill and for people to get payback. And we don't seem to address these types of situations.
Well, I agree with you. It sounds funny. You mentioned back in the day, and I'm older than you are, but there was a time when people would actually fight, or they would have a fight, somebody would win, that would be the end of it. And I don't want to say in all cases, but now there certainly seems to be someone gets mad and they shoot somebody, or someone gets mad and they, severely physically damage a person. And it's really scary. There appear to be few limits on a large number of people in terms of what they do. And this is why we need to be looking at society. We need to be really talking to people, working with people not to do these things in our high schools, in our elementary schools, in our middle schools. And the problem I see with this situation with Trayvon, it has nothing to do with not feeling horrible about his being killed. But we need to generalize way beyond him. We need to use him as an example of what can happen, regardless of what the facts are. I mean, we're going to have to get all those facts out in terms of through the special prosecutor that Florida's put involved, the Justice Department is involved. But even excluding all of that that's going on there, rather than everybody getting involved in that one situation, let's get involved in a much broader level of teen violence, teen murder, teen mayhem, teen physical destruction, and try to alter those types of behaviors, those types of attitudes, and really work with people to become really the goal of good citizens, just being people getting along.
Dr. Braccio, I wonder if a country or if a segment of a state or if a state, if you will, has really tried to tackle a social challenge like this to try and change the mindset of people who want to use violence as a way for payback or as a way of life.
Well, I think a problem, Tony, we do live in a time, there used to be a time, and I hate to just be going back, but it's true, where there was good and evil, right and wrong were clear. Well, now there's such a merging of these things that in some ways, having nothing to do with the Trayvon Martin case, but someone can even justify doing something to someone for some alleged wrong, for some grievance, something that we've already moved to the point that we too often justify people doing inappropriate things. And if you do that, you're going to get more of it. Anything you encourage, anything that you find rationale for people to do, it's going to lead to more of that behavior. And I believe that's one of the things we have. We have to come out with some clear right, wrong. We have to be looking at vengeance as a bad thing. We need to be looking at severe anger. We need to be looking at envy, some things you and I've talked about before. But those things have to be channeled out of the minds of people, because if you give people all kinds of grievances and get them mad, they're going to be out doing inappropriate things. We have to try to change things that might cause people to feel that way, but just feeding people venom and anger and frustration can lead to a lot of violence and a lot of very inappropriate behavior.
Thanks, Dr. Braccio.
Always a pleasure, Tony.